The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Excellent points being made all over the internet. They let Magic, like Brett said this, they let Magic Johnson play in the All-Star game with the best players. Michael, he was on the Olympics.
He was in the Olympics, yeah.
With Bird and Jordan and Stockton, Malone.
Barkley. And Drexler, yeah.
And he had the HIV, and nobody knew a thing about it. Remember, Karl Malone was afraid to play with him because he's like, if he gets cut, what do we do? And it started the rule in the NBA, if someone gets cut, the game stops. And you patch up the cut, whereas before you were bleeding
clean
a little
the
bit,
floor.
You just dealt it. Well, not even that. I mean, that's a big
glove
cut.
Up.
If it's a big cut if the guy's bleeding on the floor. But, I mean, even the slightest scratch, they go and they put that styptic pencil all over that stuff, and they stop the cut. They basically cauterize anything. Magic played with the goddamn HIV. Chris Paul, get your ass out there. COVID's over. Ugh. It's depressing.
Just put him in one of those lamb beer masks and just let him roll.
Just bubble up his head. You know what you should do? Just put little tiny air holes in a like a Wonder Bread bag. Tie that around his head. That'll be safe. And then when he starts gasping, pull him. Give him a breather. He's not going to play the full game. We have to let everybody know that he's going to be in there. And then Kevin Leach, who brought this up, we talked to Kevin Ray, the Suns announcer, last Thursday. And he emailed us and said, every time you guys talk to a team that's doing well, something terrible happens. Stopped us. And he encouraged us to interview the WNBA players. And he's right. And then he emails today, KUPD jinx strikes again. I told you guys, stop interviewing the successful sports teams. Kevin, you are 100% right.
What year were you hanging out with Rizzo, though, with the picture that you guys took? Was that the World Series year?
It was
the year before and
done.
The year after. I had two times with Rizzo.
Okay.
But
it wasn't World Series.
It wasn't on the air.
Oh.
It was all for Under Armour. We did Body Armour drink. We did a thing, and then they put it on the websites.
Okay, I was just trying to help.
So it was a chat for that. No.
And so 16, you guys didn't talk to him.
Well,
or do anything
after,
with him.
I did it in 15, got the World Series. It's the last time I talked to him, and they've, up until this year, been garbage ever since.
All right. I tried.
I kind of jinxed them from their, they're supposed to win 3 or 4. With that lineup. God damn it. And maybe it's just local teams. I don't know. But we talk to people. Things go bad. So if it is our fault, we're sorry. But Chris Paul, if Magic can play with the HIV before we had any cure for it, you can get your ass out there with COVID-19. And the sucky part is he's going to have it, and it's going to be the bad one, and it'll be that recovery problem. Or his lungs aren't right, and he's not breathing right, he's not moving well. This stinks.
Texter just said that they're saying on ESPN that CP3 was vaccinated.
Okay, good.
So, but again, who knows? Still speculation.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, we're in great shape.
Yeah, that's good news.
He strikes me as a responsible type. So hopefully that's the case. He's no Ricky Schroeder. Maybe he's in Ricky's camp. Team Ricky Schroeder, man. That's what CP3 says that. I'm all about the silver spoons. Little Rick Stratton, that's my boy. If Chris Paul starts singing Silver Spoons, I'm going to be upset. Anyway, what are you going to do? Brady, it's Wednesday.
Wingsday.
That's right. It's Wingsday at the Hooters. If you want to go over to Hooters, you can get yourself some wings. They bring you the Brady Report, and on Wednesday, they charge you $16.99 per person for all-you-can-eat wings at the Hooters. Grab a Bud Light Draft On special while you're there. Enjoy Wingsday, and thank you, Hooters and Bud Light. Enjoy this Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good morning to you, Phoenix.
Hi.
Happy Wings Day.
Yeah.
And happy National Fudge Day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got a couple of
thank you
baseless fun facts.
And we watched about 20 songs of Neil Diamond during the break, and not once did he squeak.
We got thank one you. Thank got, you, well, but it wasn't a squeak. Yeah.
I'm not saying he doesn't. He's not aware of the, you know, being gracious, but it wasn't a squeaky thank you. That was in Brady's ears only.
It was after I heard thank you 30 times after every song.
Did you get laughs from the people you were with doing your thank you impression?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
why you're, yeah. That's why you yeah. remember it. You remember it bigger than it was because you thought.
A little over the top.
You thought the girl you were with was going to probably perform.
And her mom and her sisters. And I thought I was going to.
Yeah. You got zero. You got blanked by that whole
yeah.
family.
Yep.
A very attractive family at that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just the jester.
Yeah. They drug you along for a giggle.
Drove them.
You were their E.T. You were the adorable thing they kept in the closet.
Turn on your hard light.
Thank you.
Pretty make us laugh or you have to go.
The company that makes the Swiss Army knives, Vitronox.
I didn't know about that.
They've been in business since 1884, and they've never laid off an employee. They have over 500 employees over 120 years old.
I was going to say, they had a few of them had to lay themselves off, really.
I know.
So anyone hired there has stayed there the entire time unless they leave on their own.
Yep.
Wow.
Maybe you knew this one about A Christmas Story. It's based on short stories that were originally published in Playboy.
Yeah, I did. I did know that. And the author is from Cedar Lake, Indiana, we talked about before, or from a little town near there, but that was originally set in Cedar Lake.
Maybe you knew this one as well,
because
you watch a lot of it. One of the creators of Baywatch.
Was an actual lifeguard.
Nope, Douglas Schwartz.
Oh.
He was legally blind.
Oh.
And he directed 40 episodes.
Yeah. The other guy was the lifeguard.
90%.
You don't want a blind lifeguard. But there, Tower 13 was his tower when he was a lifeguard, not Schwartz,
gotcha.
The other guy. Michael something. Love that Baywatch.
There have been 1,066 different final score combinations in NFL history. The most recent addition was the Cleveland Browns beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37 on January 10th.
The playoffs. Ugh.
There has never been a 48-37 final score before.
Really?
Yep. The most common final score?
Wow. 28-17.
You're close. 20-17.
No kidding.
269 times in NFL history.
17 seems to happen 5 or 6 times a weekend. Huh.
According to a new report, the most misspelled word last year was quarantine. And it was the most Googled how to spell in 12 different states. a lot of people thought it was spelled corn-teen. Two words.
Quarantine?
Yeah.
Like street corn?
Yep.
God, I love street corn. You know, I keep doing that. In the olden days of radio, I mentioned something I liked this much, I'd have had piles of it. That doesn't happen anymore.
We haven't had an elote dump yet.
We don't have a dump elote. And all I want is that somebody with elote to drop it off and then say, taste this, and I want you in me. Those two things.
And not even the street corn dip that they sell at Food City. Nobody's even dropped that.
My buddy Rick took pictures of the Doritos or Fritos that are street corn flavored now. He goes, you want me to bring you a bag? I'm like, no, it's just going to be disappointing. I've had such high-end street corn. You know, the best of the best, Brady. Only the best street corn will do.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to whisper, get inside me. Okay, street corn.
You want talking street corn.
I want the room to smell like street corn. And I want the street corn to tell me it wants me in it.
So you want somebody to run to Guadalupe right now, pick us up some, and bring it back?
No. That's two steps of bad to me. First off.
You opened up.
Yeah. I want it sealed, and I want it from a restaurant. I don't want some guy to knock on a door and go.
I thought you wanted it from the shopping cart.
If I do that, I'm going to do it myself. I'm not getting a second or third party.
You're not letting somebody put their hands on it?
I'm not third party in the door dashing the street cart, street corn. You get me that street corn. I need street corn.
The adult.
Why did you bring it up? Corn teen. Ooh, I'd like a teen street corn.
Whoa.
Hey.
Ooh, I want you in me. That's all I wanted to say. Just a big pile of it shaped like a lady.
Mm. The adult toy site, Adam and Eve, did a new survey on Americans' porn watching habits. And 57% of people admitted that they watch porn.
57%.
So 43% never do. How it breaks down, 68% of men said yes, compared to 48% of women. It's not clear who they included in the poll, whether it was the general public or just people that visit their website.
Guy in text says, John, okay, you said you'd shoot an alien, but how long do you think it'll take when the aliens show up before there's real alien porn on Pornhub?
I think we'd be within the first month of friendliness. We'd want to see how they do it.
Yeah, you'd have to see that.
Like, everybody would be curious. I would say the first month we want to watch them hump.
Did you check out Gropnar's OnlyFans page?
Gropnar's got a hog. I might have like a Barry Wood painting of Gropnar's dick in my house.
There you go, J. Todd.
Yeah, get on it, J.
Start imagining
I don't
that.
Want him to imagine one. I want it to be the real deal.
A woman's post on Facebook has gone viral. She's getting married, and she has her wedding, they call it the registry, and she's posted it to all the people that are coming to the wedding. And it was packed with luxury items. But she says you guests have to spend at least $400 on wedding gifts. No exceptions.
She's cutting out the riffraff.
Yep.
That's not bad. You have a wedding, you can have all the rules you want. By the way,
is she providing the big destination?
It doesn't say if it's a destination.
What am I getting in return?
See, you're not invited. You're the type of person she's trying to get out.
Hmm.
She's pricing you out of her wedding and still inviting you, so she's not a dick. But she doesn't really want you to go because you're asking too many questions about class, which clearly you have none of, or you wouldn't be asking these questions. If you can't afford it, you can't go to the wedding.
All right.
Some people are questioning
her. I wouldn't go because it's a wedding.
Because she's trying to weed that out, like you're saying, upscaled wedding. But one of her items is listed at 5th Saks Avenue.
Well, that's just a typo, Brady. Or it's a really exclusive Saks Fifth Avenue on Saks Avenue. It's the fifth one. In 2010, Brady, 37% of the internet was made up of pornographic material.
Wow.
11 years ago. So that number's probably, let's give it 5% bump, which means 42% of the internet
is porn.
57% of Americans are watching it.
I'm saying they had to go outside of the survey because they were wondering if they only surveyed people that went to the Adam and Eve website. Right. Well, if you're going to that website.
Yeah, if you're going to the Adam and Eve website, you're 100% of you are looking at porn.
So they had to. I think they did it in Amish country.
I don't look at porn. Thank you for the survey, Adam and Eve. Do I get anything for this?
There's a woman in the Philippines that just had a baby boy, and the dad got her to agree to name the kid Hypertext Markup Language.
What?
HTML.
Oh.
He's a web developer. Loves his job. That was one of the reasons why they did it. But he says his family also has a long tradition of weird names. He wanted to honor that.
What's his name?
Mac, short for Macaroni 85. And his sister's legal name is Spaghetti 88.
Oh, come on. Attention-seeking weirdos. You name your kid something weird, all you're doing is screaming out that you don't get enough attention. You don't have enough love in your life. And I don't have enough street corn.
Uber drivers to the rescue. Apparently there's a place called 0 Degrees in Mesa.
They do serve a
bunch of different elote. Cheddar jalapeno, classic.
Traditional.
And you'll love this one, Brady. Extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Okay, get out of it. All right, never mind. And now I don't know if I want to go to a place that serves that.
Why?
Because classless. They'll ruin the elote. Like a real place would be like, this
classic
is elote. You don't add Flamin' Hot Cheetos to it because that's what a trailer park place would do.
Or they could be so good that they're trying to make that fusion elote.
If you go to Steak 44 and they're like, and it's topped Oscar style with lump crab meat and some bouillon. Also, you can get Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You'd be like, this restaurant sucks.
Well, that would be a Guy Fieri restaurant.
Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right. So I can't trust if they think the Flamin' Hot Cheetos was menu worthy that their elote is quality.
You know that
classic elote
breakfast burrito place I go to, Morning Kick?
I don't.
Well,
you know, of course. We've mentioned it 100 times
about it before.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
They just added elote on the breakfast burrito. Bacon, egg. It's unbelievable.
I love that street corn. Oh, and I love you, street corn.
Why hasn't Vader brought us some yet?
Yeah.
These are
Vader. Come on,
do they even have it in the morning, though?
He probably cooks it on a cart.
Sure, they do.
Morning.
Yeah, Vader, his last name's McMahon.
Oh.
I can smell the street corn right now.
Yeah, Brady's joint just opened up.
Mm. I want to lay in a pool of it. I don't eat it enough. As much as I love it, I don't go after it. Because it comes with Mexican food, and that makes me feel terrible.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do you got?
What did you see?
I found somebody just sent this over. This guy, Jason Allen. This guy, that's all he does, looks like.
Eat street corn?
No, oh, makes street it. Corn. I mean, look at his personalized plates on his truck.
Elote man, AZ.
Okay, I need to be best friends with you.
And they cater.
I just want to smell you.
Yeah, bring that rig over here.
I have, you know, like you have fresh cut grass smell and it takes you back. Street corn.
We need to go to Elote Man AZ.
Street corn is my thing. If I smell street corn, I go back in time to a better place. To a better time.
23-year-old Florida woman named Alexis Talley has been arrested for assaulting her 21-year-old girlfriend, including allegedly punching her in the face after she talked about an ex in her sleep.
Oops.
It's unclear what she was saying, but she said enough to get some fists of fury.
I want you in me, Rod. That'll do it.
Well, if it was a dude,
he started punching
her. It's two girls.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Neighbor called the police when she heard the woman fighting. The cops arrived. Visible swelling on the right side of her face.
That's the best part about being gay. Fist fights. It's not stigmatized. It's still frowned upon. It's still domestic violence, but it's not stigmatized. Like a guy punching another guy is like, I totally get it.
I've got a quick wild world.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your wild, wild world. Celebration in a small Ugandan village happened this week because they believe they nabbed a Nile crocodile that was 75 years old, who since 1991 and to 2005
has eaten how many Ugandans?
80.
Oh my
Ugandans.
God.
Wow.
Jeez.
16 footer. This thing's a beast. And there's.
They've
been looking for him for years. They're pretty sure that's the guy.
So there's only one?
Again, I don't know if it's to make the villagers feel.
Would Ugandans feel comfortable saying that they all look alike, the crocodiles? Is that a thing? Look at all those people. They're all dressed like warlords.
They talked about it. Most of the attacks were when the kids, they would tell them to go get some water, and they go down with a bucket of water by the.
Man, what a terrible.
Good night.
Yeah. Go get some water in 2021 should never include a bucket and a walk to the river. Go get some water. I mean, although our water's off here in the building right now. I don't know if you guys discovered that. I just walked into the kitchen, and Jeremy's hands are covered in soap. What the F? They're supposed to tell us. He's just got soap everywhere. We got some Aquafina in the other room you can use.
Well, they were working on some pipe out
there,
front.
Yeah.
We had a spring, something go out in our landscaping.
That's your wild, wild world.
Okay.
In England, there's a prisoner that they're saying, yeah, he's done his time. Sir Keir is the guy that's residing over the case. He's like, look, he's done his time. He's been in for 15 years. I think we're going to let him out next year. The guy they're talking about is Colin Pitchfork. Colin Pitchfork raped and murdered two 15-year-old girls in the 80s.
Burn them down.
Yeah.
Sir Keir says he served a long sentence, and he served the sentence that was imposed to him by the court. And under our system, that means
he's free.
There comes a point in which he can be released. Well, the family of the victims are saying this guy's not
too happy about it.
Going to change his tune,
right?
I mean, because what he
where
did
is
there,
this happening
in England?
Oh, okay.
So maybe next year you run into a Colin Pitchfork.
The old Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's changed his ways.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to buy pitchforks anymore. That's probably part of his sentence.
White Castle has a new snack.
Is it dessert? Flaming hot?
It's a birthday cake on a stick. It's like a little wedge of
what's wrong with
cake.
You, America? What happened to us? What happened? Our engine, we invented the car and the light bulb, and then we put cake on stick and celebrate. This is just a joke. 8 pieces. All the cake slices have a stick in them. Because prior to that, it was so hard to eat cake with your hands. What happened to this country? What happened to us? The ingenuity, the stick-to-itiveness, the whole go-get-em attitude is gone.
Put a stick in it. I bet you that I can get it on my hands.
You're right. It's not the technology of Dippin' Dots.
No, which is freeze-dried frozen stuff. Lasts longer. Doesn't melt. Ice cream was so hard before we did Dippin' Dots.
I've got a pee-pee poo-poo radio video.
Put a stick in it was caveman idea.
Pick it up with the stick.
We celebrate when gorillas do it. You know, they're putting sticks in ant holes and we pull out. Look at, they're using tools. Well, we're doing the same thing. We're going backwards. Sorry, what was the thing?
Pee pee poo poo radio video. Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogart. This is your pee pee poo poo radio video.
We're so fat and hungry for birthday cake. We couldn't wait for a fork or utensils. Jamming sticks in it and eating like a popsicle.
This video is from a fart expert. Okay. Listen up, boys.
Oh, yeah.
And girls, you'll learn. You're going to learn a little something
what
today.
Video? Are you playing it? Oh, yeah. That's what I told you to get this video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, turn the music off, though. Toledo looked baffled.
You told me to play the music.
I said I got a pee-pee poo-poo radio video.
There's a lot going on here. I should have been in charge of one of these things.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, here we go. A pee-pee poo-poo
this is about farts.
Fart video. Okay, good. So
99% of what comes out of your butt when you fart is completely odorless. It's the 1% that causes the trouble.
That was yesterday.
Primarily hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen sulfide exists in a typical fart at a maximum concentration of about one part per million. And you might be thinking, well, the more I can get into my farts, the worse they'll smell. Yeah, that's true. But only to a point. I call it the fart limit. According to OSHA, if your farts were 30 times stronger, they wouldn't even smell like farts
this guy's
anymore.
Kind of
they would
cleaned
smell
up
sweet.
Gay me.
Sickeningly sweet, but still. And if your farts were 100 times stronger, they would smell like nothing. Anyone who got a direct whiff would experience immediate olfactory.
Brady, your time
out. That's a little too much information for right now. We'll hold off. It goes on about 20 more seconds, but there's.
Well, hold off. When are we going to go back to it?
Yeah, when are we going
to go back? I want you to take this in.
Take what in?
We have too much information.
Part two will be tomorrow. Right. What did I just learn?
What? That 99% of your farts don't smell.
So you're...
Well, 99% of yours do, so you balance the curve. You're right. 99% of my farts don't smell. Thank you.
That's your pee-pee poo-poo radio video.
100% of yours smell. Horrible.
We've got some more radio videos.
Okay.
Got some girls getting hurt. This is for all the right. Olympic. Get you excited for the Olympic diving.
Okay.
It's a montage of...
girls falling off of diving boards. Fantastic.
Diving boards, cliffs, boats.
Rope swings, anything where water's...
It's a nice little...
Girl injury water indie. Sports. Okay.
Brady's going to make my day.
This is good stuff. And
You'll like this one,
it's Brett. Oh, my goodness. That girl did like three flips off a cliff. And landed on her stomach. Belly flop. That's a nice yacht, though.
Yeah.
That was worth it. Oh, my. That's a 30-foot drop for no reason.
Is she
okay?
I jumped off there.
Nope.
There's the fast sign. Purple.
She's not okay.
Wow. She landed on her ass, and it bruised the whole thing.
And that's not a fastback, either.
That's a nice-looking. Yeah. That might be surgically enhanced in some way, in a very good way. That's a solid apple right there. Who's pushing her off a cliff? Just goes to show you, no matter how hot they are, somebody wants to shove them off the side of a cliff. Didn't work, though. Wow, that's a good one.
Say that one more time?
Yes. The first girl's the scariest one. She does two front flips, lands on her stomach.
Ow.
I need a story about that yacht. This girl just... She's going 700 miles an hour. Ass first into the water.
Had to be that chick with the ass coming off that yacht, because that's...
You think?
Oh, yeah.
That's a yacht ass.
Oh, that's a yacht ass.
That's an ass you find on a yacht. That's Bilzerian.
Yep.
Pushed her off. He was known for that.
Next one is a guy hot-dogging on a four-wheeler.
Oh, no, I hate these.
Oh, he's on a little baby ATV.
Into the dumpster!
Into the dumpster!
Take it back, I love seeing that!
How does he... It's in the middle of a field!
He's waving to the camera or something. That's a granddad.
Oh, that noise is his head hitting a dumpster. dumpster.
Whoa.
What a jerk. This is how Paul Walker would have died if he'd have lived till his 80s.
Whoa.
Oh. Paul Walker Sr.
Now that's how you do it.
That's how you close out the radio videos. My God. There's just a dumpster. It's as clear as day. I don't know how he misses that. You have to try to hit it to hit it. Man. All right.
Well, he put it up on two wheels right off the, on the four.
Okay, slow down then.
Yeah, okay.
You don't need to stay on two
coming
wheels.
In hot.
You're coming in hot. There's a dumpster. Hit the brakes. Nope. I got to try to finish this turn for no reason. It does not look good. I'm doing it. Anyway, there you go. All right, we're going to have the last chance for you to qualify for the Man Cave upgrade in just seconds. We'll give you the word in just a little bit and get you guys all fired up for the last one. Today's qualifier, once again, like all the rest, $50 gift card to Von Hansen's Meat and Spirits. Get yourself tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco. We got a lot of good stuff in this. I might even throw in a pair of Suns tickets for this Man Cave thing if Chris Paul's sick. And then we'll get you all drawn up. So we'll tell you the word in just a moment. Get your texting fingers ready. There goes your Brady report.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.